Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for This Week in Tech is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for TWiT is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT, This Week in Tech, episode 320, recorded September 25th, 2011. Sign both petitions. This Week in Tech is brought to you by GoToMyPC. Download the free GoToMyPC app and work from anywhere, anytime, right from your iPad. Visit GoToMyPC.com for your free 30-day trial. Promo code TWiT. And by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off your new account for 6 months, go to Squarespace.com. Offer code TWIT9. It's time for TWiT This Week in Tech, the show that covers our tech news of the week. Joining us from CNN, Mark Milian. Great to have you back, Mark.
Good to be here in the beautiful studio.
Yeah, it's your second time here. You're no newbie to the studio. We're glad to have you back. Also joining us to my right, beautiful Shira Lazar of What's Trending.
Thank you.
What'sTrending.com. It's good to have you back.
It's so exciting. I haven't been on in so long.
It has. And well, you came on. I'll tell you when you were on last, when you were launching What's Trending.
Oh, my God. The day before. Yes,
the day before.
I totally remember.
You were so excited about that.
I was very excited. Yeah. I still am. We're continuing the show every Tuesday.
Yeah, we should mention. I mean, unfortunately, there was an unfortunate incident. A tweet went out from the newsroom. Not your tweet.
Yeah.
It was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
CBS, unfortunately, I think, decided, well, we're going to cut you loose because we don't want... Well, and you know what? NBC killed you by publishing that CBS had said it.
I think a lot... Well,
no,
listen,
I think it was, the British papers. The other ones have played it way out.
British papers.
John C. Dvorak
My British
is also here.
It was an unfortunate situation. You never go into relationships expecting that. We're hard workers. We really take pride in what we do.
But the good news is Disrupt Media, which is your company...
Yeah.
You own.
Yeah, we own everything. So it's the new model. I think back in the day, something like that would happen.
You'd be off
the
air.
You're done. You're just cut.
Yeah.
And we're continuing. And, you know, Ustream and Livestream are great partners.
They drive a lot of
views to us. And we've built a community. So it's like, once you have a community, there's no stopping you.
Well, the other thing, I agree with you 100%. I mean, that's what keeps us alive,
yeah,
is the community. But the other thing you're doing is you're getting great bookings. You're in L.A. and you have really interesting people.
Oh, yeah, I'm hustling
people
with the bookings. Yes, I actually have a side job booking shows.
I bet you do.
No,
it's a full-time
job. And I do, with my other executive producer, all of the booking, we do it. And this Tuesday show, we have Snoop Dogg coming on.
Okay, I rest
Snoop
my case.
Dogg.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg.
And his daughter is performing on the show. Which is,
what
it's
about
fun.
Snoop Dogg? Make him perform.
Snoop Dogg, he'll be introducing her. We also have Mark from Boing Boing, the founder of Boing Boing.
Mark and, Fraunfelder, yeah, is great. Yeah.
And Romani Malka, who's a comedian. So we just keep getting great people. People really support it.
It's kind of for the digital hip.
It's the talk show for the digital
show.
Age.
It's like Merv Griffin for hipsters.
And hopefully you're going to be on
someday
when you're in L.A.
If you weren't so far away.
Oh,
and it's
we'll
whatstrending.com. What day can people watch live?
Tuesdays. 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern, whatstrending.com, and we're on livestream.com/whatstrending.
You know what you did? You were so smart.
/whatstrending.
You know what? You did something very smart.
Tell
you
me.
Don't compete with me. I don't have anything live at 10 a.m.
Oh, really? You don't?
No. We start at 11.
So maybe we should do a partnership, a syndication partnership.
Yeah, I think you're going to be working for each other shortly.
I'll do a deal with you.
Maybe.
As it were.
We can. Yeah, we
in
should
In one
talk.
Way or another.
What do you think, guys? Audience?
Yay.
Yeah.
Also here, John C. Dvorak, channeldvorak.com, and he's dressed as the Tech Grouch today. Wait a minute.
That really isn't
much
the
of a costume.
Tech Grouch wears blue. And only blue.
Yes. Oh, everyone's saying, sure, yeah.
John, you just came back from where, Brazil?
Yeah.
Wow. How was that?
Very Brazilian.
Did you bring me some cassacha? Cassacha?
I travel. I don't check luggage, so I couldn't bring anything back, actually.
You drank it all. That's what happened.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of it down there.
What is it, a caipirinha?
Caipirinha? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, it's okay.
I had
heavy.
One when I was in
They're very sweet.
Egg in them? Yolk?
There's egg in it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no, caipirinhas, no, that's another.
It's just sugar and lime and
caipirinhas. It's another, like a mojito, the mojito of Brazil.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't go there for the drinking, by the
way. What did you go there for?
I gave a speech. There's actually a very big conference down there. It's actually massive, called FutureCom. Hmm. And at FutureCom, everybody was there. I mean, there wasn't one company you can think of that you'd normally see at, like, a Comdex or something that wasn't there. It was huge.
Was everyone posting updates on Orkut?
You know, it's
funny. I brought
that
joke up there. I brought it up to a couple times, and I've had more than a few Brazilians say, you know, what you said about Orkut is not quite true. We've switched over to Facebook.
I just saw stats that Orkut is now way second to Facebook.
Well, I told them, don't worry. You got Orkut 2 coming your way called Google Plus.
Yeah. Maybe.
And that'll fail.
You're still negative on Google. Now, see, Shira and I, you're big Google Plus users.
I can see it.
Yeah. Right here, Leo Laporte. Twitter's live with John C. Dvorak, Cheryl Lazard, and it's got on the Google Plus. It came to
I love Google Plus.
Yeah, I know you do.
You don't like it.
It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It does, but it's not the social network that Facebook is. Facebook is
that's a bit more mainstream.
And it's done by guys who are freaky about social networks. Google guys would not even want to.
Let's talk because the big story of the week, obviously, besides the return of Meg Whitman to Silicon Valley, the big story is Facebook redesign. Mm-hmm. They launched a number of products or new site features before F8, and then on Thursday announced considerably more. It is a very different Facebook, and I'll tell you what. I'll pose you the panel, the question I posed on the radio show earlier today. It seems to me, you know, we talk a lot about tech companies making a pivot. Twitter, you know, Odeo, Ev Williams made a huge pivot from a podcast company to Twitter. Mm-hmm. Flickr was a gaming company before they became a photo sharing company. These pivots are not unusual in the tech industry, but they almost always come because, in fact, as far as I know, they always come because you failed in the first product. And so you say, well, what else can we do? We've got money. We've got a team. What else can we do? This is the first time I can think of that you have a wildly successful site, a site that, you know, 750 million active users. In fact, Mark Zuckerberg said on Thursday that they had a half-billion user day.
Amazing.
500 million uniques in one day. There's no website even close. That's an amazing number. And they pivoted. They went from being a site that was essentially a private place where you and your friends would gather and you would show them pictures and they'd show you pictures and tell you what they're up to all I could think is Twitter envy, to a public site. Is this not a pivot, Mark?
I use it that way now. Since that you're talking about the
subscribe
button.
We're probably the wrong people to talk to because we're all public.
Yeah, we're all public.
But
yeah.
I have to think of my mom and my sister and my friends who use it.
They don't even know that subscribe button
exists.
They
don't want subscriptions. They don't want... But everything in here is going public with the timeline, with the profiles. Isn't that where it's going?
No, I don't think so. I think
you think you could still use Facebook as you used to use it, as a completely private site.
In a way, I think it's harder to do now because a lot of things they'll turn on
the defaults
public
automatically.
Yeah. But I think they're trying to make it slightly more clear where when you post a status update, it says at the bottom this is going to be public, or you can switch it to just your friends or close friends. But I think they're also. It's not a complete pivot, but they're trying to appease people like us, people who are using Twitter or using Google Plus and pumping up those networks because they have very robust public features.
Yeah. So they're trying to compete against every company, it feels like. They're now becoming a search engine in many ways because everything's going to be public. You can search for stories or reactions. And, you know, as a reporter, I do that all the time. Then they're also becoming kind of like Amazon, and they're becoming like Netflix, and they're becoming like every company out there. They're just trying to own it so that becomes
so
your
what
main
is,
hub.
What is motivating this? I mean, wouldn't you if
world
you
domination.
Had...
World domination.
Yeah, if you had 750 million users, 500 million uniques in one day... you're selling plenty of ads. You're doing plenty well. Why would you change it and risk confusing and chasing away a less sophisticated audience?
Unless I see evidence that anyone's bailing out.
Well, there's nowhere to go.
Well, there you have it. They can
Google
do whatever
Plus?
They want.
Nah,
like,
I don't think
Google Plus.
The problem is Google Plus is this.
She said you
and
heard
also,
that.
No, Google Plus is public though. That's
but my
the point.
Mom isn't going to use Google Plus. Like it's just the interface isn't as easy.
There's nowhere for your mom to go, is there?
My mom would go on Facebook, if anything.
Oh, she's not on Facebook.
She's not actually on, but she follows
your
me
mom's
like a
not
stalker
the right
on Twitter. No, but she's a web
well, pick
stalker.
Somebody in your family or friends who's not sophisticated.
My dad's on Twitter.
He's not sophisticated. Oh, that's okay.
All right, so that's not sophisticated. Well, just Google Plus, it's just, too hard. Like, you're going to pick some people to, like, to post to this group, to that group.
Well, if Google Plus is hard, Facebook is a master's degree.
Now it's a bit too
complexity.
Much. There's too many options. Like, you have, the lightweight, then you have the other, what is the ticker, and then you have this, that. It's, like, too much. You end up, you'll just want to post it publicly.
And there's what Mark everywhere. Zuckerberg calls friction-free sharing, which other people might call blah on the internet, where you just, if I listen to a song on Spotify, that song will be played. Let me go
to
Spotify.
He said serendipitous discovery. Like, it made it really
spirited. No, it's not serendipitous.
Like 10 times. He said serendipity
There's no
times.
Serendipity. If I listen to a song, and now, by the way, I set this up, but it's very easy to forget that you set it up or not notice when you set it up that you were giving permission for, and this is the thing to look for, I'm going to listen to You and I, the Metronomy remix.
And right away it posts to your Facebook immediately.
Now let's go to my Facebook and see, because I'm going to go to my Facebook profile and let's see if it's posted already to Facebook. Yeah. Leo, listen to You and I, Metronomy.
Isn't that weird?
You can turn that off.
No, I know I can, but the point...
Well, then what are you complaining
about? I wish I could turn Lady Gaga off. Thank you. The point is, people do this, they forget they did it, they don't look at the preferences, you're actually
then they
giving...
they probably don't care that much about their privacy in any real sense.
So you think it's okay to do this?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not care. I think you forget that you need to care. I think we're just becoming used to it.
Get off Facebook if you feel that way.
But, yeah, I'm not saying me. I just say the regular
person.
But
that's where the pivot comes in.
We're creating an acceptance.
There's no pivot involved.
That's where the pivot comes in. If you got on Facebook because you thought this was a private place, you could tell people your age.
Then you were incredibly stupid and naive.
Even back then?
Yeah, I think so.
Even 2 years ago?
Well, that's who you've said this before. I'm just quoting you.
What I have said is, if you post anything on the internet, you should assume it is public or will be public at some point.
Exactly.
Because it's very hard to stop that.
Yeah, it's like
happening.
Putting a blog post up or even a tweet that you want to pull back. Well, who's that tweet? Somebody did some tweet recently and then they erased it, but they still got in all kinds of trouble. Not you.
No,
did that too. She did too.
She did that too.
There was another one. There's other example.
Yeah, it was actually a Facebook employee who said how much he liked the new streaming media features of Facebook and his friends could follow him. And then he realized, oh my God, we haven't released that yet.
Oh, that's
and he
hilarious.
Pulled it off.
Oh, yeah. Well, that happens all the time.
It happens all the time.
Twitter.
But okay. I guess you guys are not going to buy into this.
Let's get to the root of this here. You actually have a deep-seated hatred.
Let's not make this personal, John.
I'm not making it personal. I'm giving people an evaluative
Speaking
dimension
devil's advocate.
Where they can kind of pinpoint where you're coming from so they can more honestly evaluate your thoughts on the matter, which are incredibly bigoted.
I am an objective technology journalist expressing.
Why did you become a technology journalist you keep promoting?
It was your fault. You made me a technology journalist. I was a lowly talk show host when you met me.
You're a mogul. Why don't you just drop the journalism?
I'm not a
bull
mogul.
Crap.
I am not a mogul. I had to build this only so that I could talk incessantly to no purpose. So my point is, and I'm going to say it one more time, and
Barry
then
Barry Diller, a journalist. It's not the same.
That's a pretty big title. Barry Diller.
Eileen, would you have the jet ready? Because I've had enough of this, and I am going to Cabo for the weekend.
Okay.
So none of you buy this idea that Facebook has made a major and highly risky change?
Oh, no. I think it's going to blow up in their face.
Thank you.
There you go. That's what he was waiting for.
I've been following this for a couple months, and I was just really curious how they would end up implementing it. Because they've made it clear for a long time in talks with Spotify. Initially, there was talk that this might be just a Spotify-Facebook collaboration. And then they hugely broadened it over the last few months. And it was obvious that they were going to bring this idea of scrobbling from Last.fm to music. But bringing that to video is a little weird. Broadcasting everything you watch on Netflix is a little weird.
Now, this is interesting because you can't yet do that
in
the U.S. because there happens to be a privacy law in the United States, the Video Rental Privacy Act or something like that, the video that was created because Robert Bork, when he was – remember he got borked?
I don't know this what you're telling me.
Yeah,
this is interesting.
So when Robert Bork was nominated for the Supreme Court, he was he a Bush the first nominee or Reagan? I think it was a Reagan nominee.
Yeah, maybe. Or
and,
Nixon.
I think it was Reagan. In any event, one of the ways they got Bork thrown out was by going to the video rental store and getting his history of video rentals. That prompted the Republican Congress that was very incensed about this to create a bill. Not a bad bill, the Video Privacy Protection Act that says a video store cannot reveal.
Since been blown away by the Patriot Act, I'm sure.
No, it hasn't. Well, that's interesting. If you're a, okay, you're right. If you're the FBI, you could go in and ask for it. But normally, a video store cannot publish your video rental history. This is what Netflix is running up against. Spotify, it's not illegal to show your music, but it is illegal currently for Netflix to tell Facebook what you're watching. Wow.
And there was Reed Hastings, a Facebook board member, up on stage using that as a political platform to lobby for.
He said it was an antiquated law, and in fact, he's managed to get some tame members of Congress to introduce a bill in the House to change the Video Privacy Protection Act so that Netflix can post this stuff. Now, on the one hand, I think if you willingly volunteer to have... I mean, I post all my music. I would post all my Netflix
stuff. But you decide.
Stuff.
It's not like that happens automatically. And then what if one day you just decide to click on something and you watch it by mistake? You could even rent by mistake. You click on to watch a porn.
Well, this is going to be...
automatically the, goes on your
absolutely.
Facebook
this is going to be
the...
Listeners. This is going to cause more divorces, lawsuits, murders. I mean,
murders?
Wow, that's
boy,
a
boy, you're
shame.
Getting carried away.
It's well, so even beyond that, even beyond
murders,
the video, which murdered. Is weird, there's you know, a bridge between music and video. Maybe it's not that weird to scrabble everything you watch, even though you may. It
doesn't bother me.
News is a little weird.
Everything
every article
read.
You click on Yahoo News, every link someone sends you, you click
the
through
thing
from
is,
an
I don't
IM.
Like that automatic thing where just anything you read. What if?
But it does do
what
that.
If you're cyber-stalking someone and you just happen to be looking them up all the time? So now it like appears
tell
every time
more.
You go to an
this
article?
This is the Stalker's Right Protection Act.
Yeah, there should
that's
be a
exactly
Stalker's
what this
Right Protection.
And Dave Weiner wrote a very good, insightful article in which he said, Facebook is scaring me for that very reason. Now, again, Mark Zuckerberg will point out, as will everybody at Facebook, no. In fact, there was a response to Weiner's post which said exactly that. No. You're giving permission. You're saying it's okay. When you go to the new Washington Post social media feed, and Washington Post is doing this, not just Washington Post articles, but yours and everybody else's articles. When you go there and say, yes, I give you permission to post as me on Facebook, you're saying
forever. Until I tell you not
right.
to.
You're saying this.
Until I
promise people
click
forget.
On something weird and
people
yeah.
don't
forget.
Know they did it. They're not. My mom might not be clear on what she's giving permission to.
And it's not even the same with every service that you use. I was talking to Flipboard at this event. They're listed up there as a launch partner. They'll be, you know, connect your Facebook to us, but they chose not to post every story to Facebook because they didn't agree with it.
We already have so much noise. Imagine if everything we did was posted.
Well, but this is where I kind of like what Facebook's done. I think that they've actually now, okay, I'm going to say the positive stuff. For people like you and me who want to live in public, I think this is great. In fact, I'm even thinking maybe we should move from Google Plus because they've got this great ticker that goes by on the right. If you say, oh, Robert Scoble just listened to something by Janelle Monáe on Spotify, I can highlight it. I can literally press this button and listen along with him.
Huh.
That song is now playing.
Is it, you think?
Makes
think
me wonder
cool.
why he's listening to Big Boy, but that's...
that's the thing.
Bored
it's
out
like,
of
what
your
if
gourd.
That, it's like...
to Scoble's listening.
But presumably Scoble. You follow people on Facebook
to listen to their music? No.
Well, no, I take it back. I think you're wrong, John. You're way too old to do that. But
you're
I think
right.
that they're... I think that in fact this is what the young people today do, right?
The youngins.
And look here, Frederick Van Johnson says he likes this nonprofit organization. This is great for this nonprofit organization.
That is that sharing that the ability to connect.
I may click this like button.
It's more accessible.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it just makes it easier. The whole thing about
and
the internet
I think
is you need to make it easy.
They've done a good job of making this unobtrusive. So I still have, in fact, they're doing a lot of work. John,
what is
you're
going
like
on?
A chimpanzee.
Huh?
he's really excited
having
about this
really
cyber cup holder.
About the future?
Right. I'm used to
the future
this.
Of what? Chimpanzees?
Yes.
So hopeless. Just don't let John know that I have a sound effects board
what?
On my iPad and I'll never hear the end of it. Anyway, I think that they've done a good job of managing what could be a very complex interface. I think the real issue is that Facebook has gone from private to public facing very, very clearly. It is a pivot. I can't understand the pivot because they're doing fine financially. I think it's Twitter envy. on the part of Mark
Zuckerberg. It's envy of everything. It's Google envy.
There's also the possibility, which I know you, since you really dislike the entire organization.
I don't.
I think there's the possibility
that
they're doing like Adobe. They're just running as fast as they can, and they're just assuming somebody's going to be sneaking up behind them, and they're not going to be like, you know, there's two ways of dealing with the future with these companies. Microsoft's one way, which is you get something up there, you kind of get into a monopoly's position, and then you sit on it and do nothing and just make money while everybody sneaks up on you. Or Adobe, if you take a look at Photoshop, Illustrator, the CS5.5 and all the rest of this stuff, these guys are every year and a half, the
constant
Photoshop
innovation
comes out, you got to go back to school to get catch up again. And they just never let – nobody's chasing. I mean, they're way ahead.
You think that they've got the Andy Grove, only the paranoid survive mentality.
Yeah.
He is Jewish, so he is neurotic, you know.
Mark Zuckerberg. You think he's neurotic?
No, I'm joking.
You're Jewish too, right? I just want to make sure.
A little more than neurotic, don't you think?
I moderated this ad brand social media thing at Social Media Week in L.A. And it's funny because I think brands have just gotten used to and accepting, you know, Facebook pages and fans and figuring out how to use the likes to their advantage. And now it's like they need to go back and reintroduce it to all the companies. Because now it's like, how do we use Facebook? It's a whole new way to use Facebook now.
Well, that's a very good example. For instance, if you are an individual, you're not supposed to have a page anymore. You're supposed to use your Facebook profile and have people subscribe to it.
How do brands, how are they going to...
Well, the brands
are
only pages.
Public figures can have separate pages.
But they don't want you as a public figure to have a page.
No, they want you to subscribe.
They want you to have subscribers, right?
Have you gone to subscribe?
I don't think that's the case. I think for someone like Bill Clinton or Bill Gates...
Facebook reached out to... I'm sure they reached out to you. There was that they said, you should transfer your fan page to subscriptions.
They told you that?
Yeah. And they're like, we really recommend that. I was like, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? And then they always email me like things like tips, like how I should be engaging
really?
More. Because, because I have friends there. And so they said
they never
to me,
tell
like,
me anything.
I haven't gotten anything from them. I don't have an account, but maybe
of course you
don't. I used to connect my Twitter to my Facebook, and they didn't like, I don't think they liked that. And so... they kept on saying you really shouldn't connect the two because you're not getting as much engagement. We really recommend that if you want to get more engagement, you should put it separately on Facebook. And so I started doing that. And actually, my subscribers went up 2,000 this week.
Wow.
But supposedly people...
On Facebook?
Did that result in checks in the mail?
Soon. Uh-oh. Yes.
It did?
Checks, giant ones.
So Facebook made a list of, if I could find it, I can't anymore, of journalists... maybe it was Google Plus. No, it was Facebook.
Well, they did it, and I asked him why I wasn't
on
it.
You're on that list.
I wasn't on it. I got mad, and then
I'm not on that list. John's not on that
list. I'm not on the list. I've been doing this for 30 years.
What's up with that?
No, wait a minute. They can't subscribe to you. You don't have a Facebook account. That's why you're not on the list. But you are on the list. Yeah, I wasn't.
I was.
They're just bigoted
against me. I have a Facebook account. I have a Facebook page. Twitter is a Facebook.
You're a mogul. You're in the mogul section. Go look under M.
They don't have a mogul section. Mashable agrees that Timeline is Zuckerberg's biggest gamble yet. Have we looked at Timeline? Let me show you the video. You tell me if this is something that excites you or scares you. This is from Facebook.com/timelines. By the way, if you go to the beginning of your timeline, they ask you for a baby picture.
I hide my birth year on Facebook, but
they know.
Since they turned on Timeline, it now shows.
They know. They know.
So there's still kinks to be worked out.
This is a front for the CIA, let's face it.
We do know that the CIA is an investor in Facebook.
Oh, yeah, big time. But that's okay. I think, you know, the CIA is doing their part.
So this is a pitch to do what? Create this page? No, it's automatically created for you. To use this page? How would you use it? You're the only one who sees this page. Everybody who looks
eventually,
up...
Eventually, everybody.
Everybody who looks up Mark Million will see your timeline.
No, only friends of yours can see.
Oh, it's not public. Security.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
You always have parts to do the of it baby are. Pregnant thing to get you in.
Yep. What part's public?
The same sort of stuff that's public now with your Facebook profile.
So you decide as you create this timeline whether to make this stuff public.
Yeah.
Do you actually have one.
Yeah. I a little bit.
I haven't been able to get one yet.
Me neither.
So if I go to Facebook.com/...
No, you need to have one turned on for yourself in order to see other people's.
So I don't get to see it.
Right.
I'm just looking at yours.
Somebody turn my mic up.
You're plenty loud enough. We do that on purpose, John. Besides the timeline, they're going to change how your profile looks. You'll have a cover on it now, which is kind of like about.me. It's a big picture.
Yeah, it's like a WordPress, the classic WordPress design.
They're also
big
taking over Tumblr. They're taking over every site. They're like, just don't go on Tumblr. Don't go on WordPress.
Well, Timeline replaces Tumblr. The activity stream replaces Twitter. You're right. They're going after everybody. This is what they call stories. Share and highlight your most memorable posts. Are these public by default, or is it how your settings are?
Yeah, it's typically not by default, I don't think. I don't think they're pushing everyone to go public. I think they're pushing everyone to publish more to people that they're connected with, to overshare with people that they include in their personal circle.
Than a vanity site that used to be a kind of a...
Because it's created automatically by everything you've added to Facebook. But this is what's weird about it. You're right. It's not automatically public, and yet there. Don't you think if you have this great-looking timeline, there is some incentive to say, gee, what do I need a blog for? Let me just post publish this public.
They're trying to kill the blogs?
Yes, but most people don't want blogs, so...
Okay. Well, it is automatic.
I love someone said that there should be a bachelor in Facebook, bachelor's degree.
I'll be honest, I think you need a college education to use this thing.
And then it's time we bail out.
Of what, Facebook?
Yeah.
You know, I would love to kill my Facebook
You
account.
Killed it once already, don't you remember?
And I can't cover it. Don't you think this is an important story to cover? How do you cover Facebook without a Facebook?
I don't. I never write about Facebook.
Well, there you go. I have to.
Why should I?
Don't you think I have to?
It's got nothing to do with computers, to be honest about it.
Wait a minute. You only do things that have to do with computers?
Or politics, depending on what I'm writing about.
But politics, Facebook and politics come together and converge all the time.
Yeah.
Politicians are using Facebook.
Yeah, campaigns. They're a bunch of, so what?
What do you think of this new guy, Johnson?
Johnson?
Yeah. You like him?
What new guy, Johnson?
You know, the new Republican
He's
guy.
An old Republican that just barely got into the thing and had the one punchline written for him that he had to read off the Gary Johnson. He had to read off the piece
former
of
governor of New Mexico, two-term governor of New Mexico.
He's actually a really interesting person.
I agree.
He's very boring.
Actually, John, a quick search shows that you covered Facebook in January saying, why I don't use Facebook.
He's a journalist.
Comparing it to AOL. I like that one.
Yes, I called Facebook the next AOL. I did, and I'm getting credit for that because it's exactly what it is. It has all the earmarks of AOL. It's going to have the same grisly
death. It feels like AOL, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally feels like AOL.
Well, that's what I mean. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I'm in total agreement with you now.
John writes, Facebook is basically AOL with a different layout and all the same retro problems.
Exactly right. By the way, this guy, Gary Johnson, very effectively using Google+. He just did a Hangout on Google+.
Wow.
And you know who else is using Google Plus and Hangouts? Is it Rick Perry? Who else has had a
Rick
Hangout?
Perry? He doesn't even know how to use a computer.
No, I'm talking politicians now.
Oh, okay. Will.i.am's not a politician?
Maybe he is.
As far as
never
I know.
The peas party.
Do you use Hangouts, by the way?
I've used them a little bit. I want to use
Explain Hangouts to the listening public.
It's a video chat room with 9 people, but they have now added the ability to make it public so that even if you're not one of the 9 that was able to get in like the minute the Hangout started, you can watch the Hangout, which means people like Gary, Ron, Paul, and others can actually have candidates forums, invite 9 people in there, answer questions, and people can watch this thing. We could use it to stream this show.
I think we should.
I think I will. We're trying to figure out how to use this. I think this is... You know what I love? And to step back a little bit, at least I love it that there's this great competition now between Google and Facebook to create more useful, better social sites. And I think we're seeing some innovation as a result of that.
Yeah, that's always been the executive's excuses whenever they copy another service's features.
Competition makes
everybody better. And it's actually true.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more. We've got Mark Milian from CNN. Always great to have him. Shira Lazar from whatstrending.com. So nice to see you.
So nice to see you.
We should talk about a syndication deal.
Yeah, people like that.
I want a piece. I want a finder's fee for pushing this.
I think you're right. And, of course, John C. Dvorak,
finder's fee,
whom I have asked, and I don't know if I should say this publicly because you could say no. It's just a little bit like a marriage proposal in public.
John, Leo, I don't go there. Talk to Adam.
You know, you and I have been close personal friends for many years. No, I want to get you back on Twit on a regular basis.
Well,
I think Twit without John is like...
You bring her on more
It's like
often
a kiss without a mustache.
Hey, I'll come on.
It's like fish without a bicycle.
I just need a jet.
It's like bread without salt.
It's kind of disgusting.
We'll get you a jet.
I know. I need a jet so I could be here, you know, every
on her
Sunday.
G4.
She do probably do well with the beach.
This show brought to you by our friends at Citrix, creators of the great Go to My PC. I don't know if you remember, but last week we had an iPad 2 giveaway. And I'm going to tell you the winner in our iPad 2 giveaway in just a moment. You know, we are a nation on the go, and Go to My PC from Citrix really is a great way to keep working no matter where you are. I know you might say, well, why would I want to do that, Leo? I'm on vacation. I can think of a lot of reasons. Clear that inbox before you get back. Maybe you left that PowerPoint slide somewhere. Maybe you'd just like to go home, sit by the pool, and still get a little work done. That's what Go to My PC can do for you. Access your Mac or your PC, your office computer, could be your home computer, from anywhere, anytime on a Mac, a PC, or even, yes, on an iPad. That is pretty cool. You carry around this little lightweight iPad, and you've got everything that you have at work available to you. You can log in. You can send and receive email. You can access any network resource. You can run any program just as if you were on a Windows PC or a Macintosh with Go to My PC for the iPad. I think that is awfully cool. This program is free. The iPad program is free, and you can use Go to My PC free for the next 30 days if you visit gotomypc.com. Click the Try It Free button and enter our offer code TWIT. Go to mypc.com, enter the offer code TWIT. And now, drum roll, please. We asked you to tweet out last week what types of files or programs you'd like to use with Go to My PC and an iPad 2. And we got over 2,000 tweets since then. Jason Hart said Excel and Hulu. That's interesting. It's fast enough to do that. Kyle Diedrich said Photoshop or Illustrator. Eric Levan, Microsoft Office on the go. Dave Nelson wants to use Sony Vegas video editing on his iPad. Wouldn't that be cool? I don't know if you could do that. Quicken, George Greslak. Stren said OneNote. Well, it goes on and on and on. But our winner of a brand new iPad said, if I had an iPad, I'd use it to access my work computer from vacation during, quote, emergencies only I can fix. Chris Dub at KRISDUB. Congratulations. You've got a new iPad 2, compliments of Citrix at Go to My PC. We will be in touch with you at KRISDUB. Congratulations. And thanks to everyone in our audience who have participated. Thanks to Citrix, who have been a great sponsor all along for this program and, of course, make great products. Go to mypc.com. Use the offer code TWIT. John C. Dvorak's back. He's got a bottle of his favorite refresher.
Oh, my God. What is going on?
John.
Everything was so good.
You're such a bad
professional
influence. I just like to point out, the last time you were in studio with us, it was John.
And with Lisa Bettany.
And what did John do?
He just...
He plied you with liquor.
Yes. He brought out the bottles.
And I think he... Didn't he give you a ride home later?
No,
somebody gave you a ride
Someone,
home.
I got a lift home.
Oh, Dane gave you a ride home.
Yes.
And said, man, that Shira was wasted.
No, he didn't. That was in my young years. Yeah, I'm much more responsible now.
You were younger
now.
And irresponsible. But now he's pouring... apparently wine wasn't enough. He's pouring Jaeger.
Come on.
Don't drink that.
What, what am I, in high school?
We don't drink that
high
crap.
High school.
Wow. But you know what? In Montreal, 18 drinking age.
That's right.
It's true.
16?
18. You got any Goldschlager?
High school, pre-college.
It's your collection. I'm
we actually have... Did you see there's two bottles of Jaeger in the freezer?
Yeah, I did. Was something different about the other one?
No, it's a tradition for our Christmas special. We're getting warmed up. We have a traditional Christmas special. Jonathan Colton, Paul and Storm.
I love Jonathan.
John Hodgman. We break out the Jaeger. We sit around the fire. We talk holidays.
No way.
You want to join us?
Oh, my God, please.
Please.
Well, here, you get started now. Come on.
Don't get started now. You'll never get home.
Have you ever had this stuff?
Oh, God.
Have you ever tried it?
This brings back bad memories.
Have you, you've tried it?
When I was younger, yeah. I had one night with Jaeger when I was, like younger.
It's quite licorice, right?
I'll have one sip.
You really have to down it to make it any good.
No, it's good. It's like Pernod.
Well, are you having a
really
sip?
Like
I had a sip.
Should we all share
Did
the same glass?
Some?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's enough alcohol in that thing to kill
camaraderie here. Gonna...
By the way, I do. As long as we're mentioning Jonathan Colton, and then I'll get it back
it's
to
really,
our...
It's really...
Jaeger's terrible.
It reminds me of like Jersey Shore or something.
Yeah, it is.
You're like Jersey Shore,
hey,
John.
Hey, Snooki, drink that.
I don't like
you
Jersey
Shore.
He is. He's totally Jersey Shore. Jonathan Colton is having a cruise, and I wanted to give him a plug. They actually called up and said, we want to buy ads on Twit. I said, you cannot buy ads on Twit. We love you too much. JocoCruiseCrazy.com, their next cruise. This is the second one they've done, and I want to go on this one. The first one was really fun. February 19th through 26th, Aruba, Jamaica, girl, I want to... No, Aruba, Curacao, and Bahamas. on the Great Holland America Line on the Westerdam. And it's not just Jonathan Colton. Look who is going on this cruise with Joko. Besides Paul and Storm and John Hodgman, Vi Hart, she's a mathematician. She makes these great mathematics videos. I just love MC Frontalot, Will Wheaton, and more to come. But you got to book now if you want to go. Reserve your stateroom, JokoCruiseCrazy.com. I wanted to give them a little plug because we love them. And they're going to be back for our holiday special. That was the deal. I said, I'll give you a plug if you come on the holiday special and you do a live concert in our studio. So someday we're going to get Jonathan Colton here. Moving on, Meg Whitman.
God.
So, now that's John, because John seems like an astute observer of the Silicon Valley scene. HP.
I wrote about this in Market Watch twice already.
Is this not the worst screwed up company management you have ever seen in your life?
The board needs to be fired more than
the whole board.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
When they fired, how quickly we've forgotten.
Well, there was Leo? First, there's her, then Leo. It's Lexi Leo.
Leo, because he's French.
But right? Which is, by the way,
yes,
Leo,
that's the way we should be pronouncing it.
Leo Apotheker, that's how I say my name. The first they fire Mark Hurd for some sexual peccadillo, which turns out really to be not much. He was the guy who seemed to have
corporate coffers for hookers? I guess that's nothing.
No.
Totally
I don't
normal.
Think there, yeah. I don't, A, she wasn't a hooker.
She was just
a giver.
She was a generous woman.
Erotic film star.
No. She was a greeter that HP had hired, and he took her out to dinner.
That's what they call
her out.
Is that the latest? I don't
keep
up with
what the kids are calling it these days.
I'm way back on Escort.
Anyway, they fired Mark Hurd, who was arguably able to run this company. In fact, didn't Mr. Oracle say, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of, and immediately hire Mark Hurd.
Yeah, well, he says stuff like that.
Yeah, but he did hire Hurd.
Yeah.
Leo Apotheker comes in and proceeds to gut the company, says we're getting out of the PC business, says we're not going to make WebOS. Oh, yeah, well, we're going to license WebOS, but we're not going to make hardware, confusing everybody.
Yeah, he's a software guy.
Sells the tablet for $99 to great success, even though, of course, they lose $300 a tablet doing so. After 11 months, Apotheker is out. He's off the board. He's resigned as a director. He's no longer CEO or president. Bring in Meg Whitman of eBay.
Right. And my assertion is she's been brought in because her expertise is in auctioning, and they're going to take the take the company down to book value and just sell it off at bargain basement prices.
Well, a number of people said Whitman actually is a very good manager, would be a good CEO, but she's never run a hardware company.
Right.
She ran eBay.
She ran a website.
She ran a website.
And a political campaign.
This doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be switching course from the
software
focus.
That's the question.
She lost, by the way.
Oh, no.
Unsuccessfully. An unsuccessful political campaign.
Yeah.
But that's the question. Does this mean that we're not going to buy that British company? We're not going to divest ourselves of the PC business? What does she do? The course has been set.
And well, I think the board had a lot to do with that course, and maybe Leo was straying behind the scenes, and they wanted somebody who would stick to the party lines. It doesn't make sense to me that they would announce this whole big hoopla about killing WebOS devices and maybe spinning off the PC business, and then switch leaders and then go back on all that. I don't think that's in the cards.
So the course is set. She's just going to be in there and be a good manager.
That's the theory.
A leader.
That's like this theory kind of permeates society in a lot of different levels. It happens with journalists, where they think that anyone who just gets out of J school from Columbia can go cover technology, so they send them over to Intel, and they don't know what questions to ask. They don't know what to do. I mean, these are specialties. These corporations like HP. This is not something where you bring in some journeyman, CEO cookie cutter person.
That's kind of who Leo Apotheker was.
Well, at least he was in kind of the business, but I agree with you. I think Apotheker was a bad choice. There are people in the company at HP that could do this better. Now, some people have asserted that her political connections and all she's going to be is a fake CEO. That is going to keep these government contracts alive, because they've got huge contracts with the Air Force. They have huge contracts with the Army.
Those are valuable assets.
And they're huge. And she's a select. And I asserted this in the MarketWatch column. She is a celebrity CEO, and so she can get take her call.
That's a good point.
If some schmuck that's just a executive vice president at HP gets promoted, nobody takes his call.
So is she the front man?
I believe that the company would be probably run by the COO.
It's like a spokesperson.
Yeah.
It's almost like a publisher in magazines nowadays. They don't do any publishing.
Put them back in the news in many ways. And I think, a female CEO.
They've been in the news. It just hasn't been good news.
This is questionable news also. But, maybe it stops people from talking about their products and where they're heading. So they talk about her being a CEO.
They still have a very profitable printer division. That's not gone. Maybe it was smart to sell the PC division.
A profitable ink division is what it really
ink.
Is.
Ink, right. The printers are just ink carriers.
Yeah.
But it's profitable.
Yeah, they're making good
money.
Does
very well. I don't know how their professional services division is doing, but that's...
Well, that's what they hope to become.
That's their future.
IBM, mini IBM.
It's a good point you bring up about the government contracts. I was talking to someone in the Army's IT who's running some programs about getting smartphones in the hands of soldiers. And he told me that he got a letter from the people heading the WebOS division who said they were shocked that this had happened and that they were apologizing profusely that they were going to have to take back all their device shipments and that they couldn't work together on this particular partnership. Because the powers that be said that we're not going to be making mobile hardware anymore.
Holy cow.
So I think that's probably
that's a
good thought that they'll want to stay on course with the government contracts, with the corporate contracts.
How many millions does that cost them? You've got to figure quite a
big company.
A lot.
Yeah. Yahoo.
By the way, I gave her 11 months, and then she's out with $36 million cash.
I wonder
that's
how much.
That's pretty good.
That's what Kapothico got.
In and out.
You got $36 million?
Yeah.
Holy cow. That takes some of the sting out of it.
11 months.
Wow. Okay. Some said that Mark Hurd should come back. You don't think that's the case?
No, that's never going to happen.
Well, I knew it wouldn't happen. But
and now he shouldn't come back.
Jerry Yang says, Yahoo, yeah, we're for sale.
Again? A little late.
Apparently, in a company-wide memo leaked to Nicholas Carlson, Yahoo has hired Allen and Company to field inquiries from multiple parties that have already expressed an interest in a number of potential options. That means we're not selling the whole company. We're going to have a fire sale. We're going to sell bits and pieces. Don't you think that's what they're saying? Multiple options. What is the option?
Well, they have a bunch of little companies that they don't do anything with, starters.
They're a very strong content
company. They bought up all these
company.
Little companies. Like, Flickr, could be put back into play.
But who would buy it?
Well,
why would you want a money loser like Flickr, even though it's got a huge audience?
Numbers,
Google?
I have no idea.
Well, why would the YouTube guys buy Delicious? That was an interesting...
Because it was cheap. It was $1 million.
Maybe Flickr will be cheap.
Yeah.
Maybe everything will be cheap.
And also because they have a good community.
Flickr.
I mean...
Now, see, if you bought it, I think you could do something with it.
All right. Let's,
let's put together...
Investors? Buy Flickr. Yeah, let's buy Flickr.
Let's buy Flickr. The four of us.
Pull our funds together.
Yeah, we could do it. $250 a pop.
Jerry, I am prepared to lay on this table right now a $1,000 check for Flickr. Call us. We'll give it to you. No questions asked. Whatever you want, $1,000, it's yours.
That'd be great PR for Yahoo cash. If they just sold. That would make for a great story.
Yeah, that'd be great.
If they sold
good business right there.
Dumb.
Talk about customer service.
You want to see a stockholder revolt, sell a Flickr for $1,000.
But it's funny because Yahoo, like all these sites you hear, wanting to be sold off and the business is going horribly. And then I'm in the content game. Then you hear, we're ramping up our content. We're buying all these shows. And you're like, why would I want to be in business and start a show and a whole brand on a site that's just...
Yahoo has 680 million users worldwide. They have 9 of the number one properties in the U.S. Mm-hmm. They are big in display advertising. They say they're a leader. Jerry says they're a leader.
It could be.
They have an iconic brand. There's no question the Yahoo brand has some recognition.
Yahoo.
Apparently they yodel at the end of staff.
They do.
Company meetings.
Yeah.
You've heard that?
Apparently there's nuisance complaints being filed constantly in that area of the valley.
The board is looking, of course, for a replacement for Carol Bartz, a new CEO. Jerry's not going to do it, I think.
No. Though some say they're not in a hurry to hire. CEO.
Yeah, it turns out whether you have a CEO or not doesn't seem to make any difference.
Whether you have a company or not. So it depends on
whether
you have a CEO.
So you think basically Yahoo goes, Anderson and Company is a chop shop. Yahoo goes to them and says,
chop
here,
shop.
take the steering column. Take the wheel covers. Take the headrests. Just sell it off bit and pieces. It's probably worth a lot of money that way. Yeah,
I don't think it's worth as much as their market cap.
Well, remember, they were offered by Microsoft almost $32 a share.
Oh, you're going to rub it in.
And what are they worth now? Like $15?
Who was the only guy that was on any of these shows that said that deal was never going to happen? I can't remember who was that.
Oh, you were right, but why did they not take it?
Well, the funny thing is I still believe that if they took it, the government wouldn't have allowed it. So
it would have been, but maybe they'd get a good kill fee for that.
Yeah, 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 sure.
Well, I haven't asked you since this happened. What do you think of the government intervening on the T-Mobile AT&T merger?
Well, I think they had to for political reasons, so it looked like they weren't a bunch of spineless wimps.
It's an election year move?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's going to do any good. Because already, I don't know about you, and anyone out here is a T-Mobile customer, but the service is deteriorating.
It is.
By the minute.
I just bought a Sprint phone because I figure they're the future of telephony.
Yeah, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. So anyway, when I went over to the T-Mobile store, because
I've got four bars right now. I don't know what happened.
I'm on Verizon.
Oh, shut up.
Verizon works.
Yeah, Verizon's great. What are you on?
I got
on the Death Star. AT&T.
I
got them on the same.
Full bars.
What are you,
four
T-Mobile?
Balls.
Four what?
Bars. Four balls.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Too much Jaeger.
Yeah. Give that man some more Jaeger.
Use some. So, no, the fact of the matter is I went to the stores. I went to AT&T store, and then I went to T-Mobile because I want to look at the Windows phone.
You
and
don't
play
use
around
a burner phones anymore?
Well, somebody's it's a sponsored phone. I don't.
It's not a go. It's not a go.
If I was my, phones. If I was paying for it,
he only uses burner phones.
Yeah. Is he a drug dealer?
No,
I don't want to say anything. But there seem to be all these sneakers hanging from the phone wires outside of John's house. I don't understand it. But
so anyway, the T-Mobile store guys, they wouldn't wait on me. They already quit. They're already working for AT&T, so there's no. I mean, and the T-Mobile connections are falling off.
So you think that they assumed the deal was going to go through, and everybody just kind of vacated the premises, turned the lights out, and whoa! I guess we're still in business.
I don't know what's going on, but it doesn't. It seems odd that it's so poor.
Wow.
Okay, end of topic. That's killed that.
No, I asked you the question.
I could do that.
I got the answer.
Kill
the
conversation.
I was hoping for.
No, you weren't.
We're going to take a break. I understand Apple's got a big event coming up. We'll talk about that in just a moment. John C. Dvorak, Shira Lazar, Mark Millian, and Jaeger. What more do you need to know, kids?
This Jaeger's not that good.
No,
it was a bad year.
It was a bad choice.
It's a bad year for Jaeger. I want to talk to you about websites. You know, it's funny. We had a guy on the radio show was doing a really cool website. It's kind of like Khan Academy. It was an interactive site for people who are interested in biology.
Oh, cool.
And he gave it away, and it was really cool. And so I told everybody to go to interactive. Let me just see if it's back up, because we killed the site. I told everyone to go to interactive-biology.com. And, you know, this is great. I mean, it's a neat site, and you know, everybody in the radio show went to the site. And, yeah, wait a minute, let me do that. And it went down. Boom. Like hard. Like it was down for an hour. And I thought, oh, Leslie, this guy's Leslie Samuel. I said, Leslie, we gotta get you on Squarespace.com. You cannot bring Squarespace down. And that's one of the beauties of it. Squarespace is web hosting, really good web hosting. Web hosting that is so far ahead of anything else anybody's using. For instance, if you get slammed like his site did, they just turn on more bandwidth automatically. You cannot shut down a website from Squarespace.com. But then on top of that, you get this great content management system. One of the best in the business. I'd say the best in the business. But you know what? The best thing to do is go to Squarespace.com. Click that green try it free button. You don't need a credit card. You need three things. A name for a site, a password, and an email address. And that's it. You've now got 2 weeks to use the full suite of tools at Squarespace.com. Their great social integration means it's so simple to use these widgets to seamlessly include Flickr or Twitter or Facebook or any RSS feed. Boom. Right there in your site. And the thing is, look at this. It's so easy to do. You've got little drag sliders. You've got drop-down menus. You don't need to be a CSS expert to make an incredible-looking website. Now, I do have to point out if you do know CSS, the sky's the limit. I mean, you've got these great point-and-click interfaces, but you can also use CSS, JavaScript, any technology to make your site sing. So you're never really at the in any way. It's kind of the best of both worlds. Easy for a novice, but plenty of scope for the professional. Take a look at their Android and iOS. Yes, now on Android and iOS apps that make it easy not only to blog, but to moderate your website, to kill spam. There's, to see your stats. All of this is here. Squarespace is a really wonderful host, a fantastic suite of software services, and I want you to try it right now. Go to the Squarespace site, click that try it free button. If you decide to buy, and only if you decide to buy, I want you to use the offer code TWIT9, T-W-I-T and the number 9, because we'll get you 10% off for the first 6 months of your site. It's very affordable. If you go monthly, it's as little as $13.33 a month. If you buy more, of course, it costs less. And no matter how much time you buy, you'll get 10% off for the first 6 months if you use the offer code TWIT9. Squarespace, the secret behind exceptional websites.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
It's time for champagne.
Oh, my God. That's high class.
Now, did you pull that inside TWIT up to show us that it's Shark Week?
Yes, I did.
You didn't want me to forget that?
I didn't want you to forget that it was Shark
Week. It is Shark Week on TWIT.
And that's the reason for celebration.
Shark Week. We're celebrating Shark Week.
It's champagne. Champagne and Shark
Week.
Where'd
you find champagne?
You have a pile of it back there.
You have a pile of it.
Is it cold?
Bottles.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we'll do the honors. See if you can hit one of those cameras.
No, we're celebrating our syndication deal.
Yes, let's celebrate our syndication deal.
Out of a champagne.
Woohoo!
Did we not kill all the champagne at the grand opening?
Apparently not.
Wow.
John found the secret stash.
It's quite a bit of it.
I was saving that for the grand closing.
After this show? Could be any day.
Could be any day. Shark Week on TWIT, and I want to thank... we've had a number of people post... videos. This is a video of Shark Week. It's on our blog, inside.twit.tv.
Here comes the shark.
We couldn't afford. I tried to get, Shark Week's been big for Discovery. I tried to get video of people being eaten by sharks, being bit by sharks.
Why?
Because Shark Week, it's huge. Don't you realize how huge Shark Week is? It's
it
huge.
Like they've built an entire business around it.
This is web. Nobody watches Discovery except during Shark Week.
Yeah.
Oh, Shark Week.
So anyway, we couldn't get all that, but we did get an inflatable shark. Where is our inflatable shark?
I think it's flown the coop, as it were.
It's flown the coop. It's behind me right here. Wait a minute. There it is. The problem is that the shark has kind of lost some
Needs more helium or something.
Yeah, it does. It's lost some of its helium. So this is the official end of Shark Week. If you can hit that shark with the cork, I'll give you the shark.
I could, but it's going to squirt a bunch of champagne. I don't want the shark.
Come on, but the shark.
I can hit the shark.
Hit the shark, John.
This is like a playhouse.
Whoa!
Mahia!
You didn't hit the shark, but you did hit three of them. Did you hit the shark? All right.
Absolutely.
The shark can go home with you if you want it.
No, thanks. I'm not taking the coaster either.
Much
You're
liquid.
Not taking the cup holder either?
The people in the chat room are ridiculing me for being a hoarder.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're kind of notorious because every time you come here, you take something.
Yeah, well, I'm taking the champagne home in my stomach.
That's good enough. Good enough for me. Let's see. What else is going on? Okay, October 4th. According to All Things D, Kara Swisher has excellent sources inside Apple. Kara says, for sure, actually, I think it's John Pachowski that says this, for sure, Apple's going to have an event. Have you heard anything?
No, the D and the Journal have a lot of those sources. So.
They seem to know. Although John got a little upset because somebody wrote, I guess it was the Wall Street Journal got a little upset.
Kara got upset.
Yeah, because somebody wrote that they have inside.
Yeah, Fortune, which is in Time
it's
Warner.
CNN. It's yeah, a CNN yeah. Time Warner.
Phil Elmer DeWitt over there called John, I think, Apple's, choice boy for leaks recently.
Which is true, isn't it?
That's a good place
Seems
to be.
Seems that way. Although, I think John took offense.
Great affront.
There's a lot of corruption in the tech reporting because of this sort of thing.
I don't think that's corrupt.
It's totally corrupt.
How is that corrupt? If somebody from Apple...
Oh, let me give you the exclusive, but I expect the cover story
if there's a tit for tat...
And I like to tell you, people, that if this guy doesn't write us up well, he never gets the front page again.
Unfortunately, as journalists, it's always a give and take.
It's very loud. But no, that would be inappropriate if you said, I'm going to give you a cover, in return for this leak.
It's always the case.
So you don't get the leak unless you say something. See, I figured Apple...
You will get one leak once in your life, and then you're blackballed.
No, I've never gotten any leaks.
If you don't perform. This is corrupt at the worst levels.
Well, no wonder John's taking offense, or Kara's taking offense, because that's the implication, Phillip's
implication. Well, it's all about relationships. When you're a journalist, it's about trust and building that loyalty, and then relationships with the sources, right?
I agree. I've seen you... go to lunch with sources to find out what's going on.
I don't tell them I'm going to give them a front page, and half the time I never even
actually. They buy.
Them.
They always buy.
They always buy. It's beside the point. I'm just usually just I'm doing networking so I can accumulate information.
I can see both sides. I think
no, you can't.
Maybe all things D felt that Phillip was implying that they somehow weren't really reporters, that they were just getting spoon fed.
Well, there's that.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah, and I can see that kind of falls into it too.
Actually, All Things D does a very good job. Actually, they get a lot of scoops.
Definitely. Sure, they do.
And in fact, it was Kara Swisher who said, "No, absolutely not. It will not be September." When everybody was saying Apple was going to announce something in September, I suppose it's still possible. They've got five more days.
But unlikely.
They tend to be nice enough to give us at least a week's heads up.
Yeah, you still get invited.
Yeah, well, I didn't
you
hold
get
up my laptop and live stream any events.
That was controversial.
What? Is that what you did, Leo, that got you blackballed because you didn't toe the line? You didn't do exactly as you were told? As a journalist, you were just going to let them tell you what to do?
That's right. No, I didn't. I said, I'm here. This was way back when. This is January of 2010.
And nobody said anything. They didn't say, hey, buddy.
I admit I didn't ask if I could.
So what?
But I
what,
saw all these cameras, including CNN cameras behind me. So I thought, well, everybody else is recording this. Mm-hmm. I don't happen to have my big camera, but I could turn my laptop
typically
around.
Typically, journalists don't ask permission. It's the rule that you kind of go with it, and then if they say no, then they say no.
Nobody stopped me. Nobody said anything.
Apple's rules are often live to tape. So you can't run a tape out to your truck until maybe halfway through the keynote.
But I wasn't told that. And I might have known that, but I didn't. But it didn't. I looked on the back of my ticket; didn't say no recording. I wasn't hiding it. In fact, I'm on the Apple video.
Yeah, there's more people taking pictures of you.
Video streaming apps built into their products.
I'm using a Mac.
Maybe they should have thought ahead about that.
But in any event, I don't care, and I'm not invited. Do you get invited to Apple events?
I actually, I'm in touch with Apple PR, but because I'm in L.A., I mean, I haven't really been doing the Apple events.
John, do you get invited to Apple events?
No. I've been blackballed for years. It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother me
either. It's live on TV. There's always some bootleg stream. There's always been a bootleg
stream.
Justin
TV, though.
I checked out bootleg streams.
And they get cut off right away.
Right.
It's amazing how quickly.
I was watching, what was that last rollout they had? There was like a company in Holland, I think, and these guys were like doing a play-by-play, like a boxing match. Looks like a stream went down. We've got stream number three. You think stream number three is going to come up? Yeah, it looks like stream three, maybe. Yep, there they come. Stream three's on. Let's load stream three.
That was probably WWDC where there's hundreds of developers in the conference hall.
A lot of geeks.
So they can't really keep track.
And did they do live stream them, though, now?
No, they did not.
Well, they did live
stream
one.
They stopped again. You would think Apple would want to control. I mean, if this is all going on and there's live bloggers, too, like crazy, that Apple would just want to stream it. I don't understand why that.
Somebody says onemorething.nl was the site that I was jacked up on.
We are perhaps in agreement. October 4th, Apple will have an event. All Things D reported this. They're saying, sources again, close to the company, say it will be at Apple's campus, which is unusual because that's the smallest venue they have.
That's where they did all the iPod events in September.
Right. It's traditionally where they have those. That's where they announced the iPod socks, the iPod Hi-Fi.
Excellent product.
Yeah, excellent product. So, oddly... I'm not sure. It seems like this is going to be a bigger announcement.
Probably.
Because I think I would expect an iPhone.
Yeah.
A new iPhone, yeah.
We all know that. That's what they're going to announce. Maybe two.
Yeah.
Rumors there will be a low-end iPhone 4S, primarily for China and the international market, but also available in the U.S., and an iPhone 5 that will have higher-end features.
If they do an iPhone 4S, it'll probably look just like iPhone 4, but have a Qualcomm dual chip.
CDMA, GSM.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on pins and needles about that.
I could tell. You're so excited. It's that champagne tickling your nose, John.
Do you think Steve Jobs is going to appear at these events? Would he make an appearance?
One guy told me, I won't say his name because it's kind of embarrassing that he even thought this, thought that Steve Jobs would say one more thing and announce Apple TV at this event.
Oh, the actual
TV.
Yeah, that's right. A TV from
Apple. That's got to happen.
You think that's going
to
happen?
I think it's got, I think it has to happen. They're out of ideas.
I've
talked to a million people about this, and I think anyone in the audience would agree. A lot of people would just buy it because they know it'd be cooler. There'd be something cooler about it. It would have more features. It would do something better.
It would have an Apple logo on it.
It would definitely have an Apple logo on it, and I think it would probably have some things about it that would be so probably built in Apple TV.
It would probably have this magical buzz.
It would get make, they could make more money on their TVs than anybody else could.
Right.
They'd take Sony right. This out.
Was but this nobody was else this. Can really make money on TVs. So
right.
It's not saying a whole lot.
Well, it's saying something.
This was the guy's theory was that Steve wants to leave. Steve's leaving Apple. He's left Apple, but he wants to leave them with one last product. You know, the last thing he did was the iPad.
Well, he wants to leave a mark and take over.
Well, he's already
changed another industry.
He just wants to. It's like a final push on the swing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm just going to leave with a little bit more momentum. Here's one more thing. He can fade into the
sunset. Newton 2.
That was John Sculley.
Yeah.
Don't blame Steve.
Well, the one thing he wasn't able to fully accomplish besides iTunes and figuring out a model for the media landscape, I think Apple TV would be that new thing that he shifts. It creates a new business model for media.
So many reasons why it would be a terrible idea. But
the real TV, you think it's a terrible idea?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Well, as Mark pointed out, nobody makes money in this.
Well, Apple Google TV.
It's
Google
a difficult bit. But Google TV isn't a TV. They already have an Apple TV device.
It doesn't
work. We're talking about a TV set.
A TV set.
The problem is, you got to carry it into the Genius Bar if it breaks. Apple, this is too big. TVs don't get updated every year like other Apple products. So it's kind of a strange model for them. And what do they need it for?
I think your argument's valid.
Well, to create the real connected living room, right?
Well, it is the last piece, isn't it? And they've been selling their hobby Apple TV for some time. I think they could upgrade that. Maybe put apps on the Apple TV. That would be interesting.
Of course. Well, that's an obvious one.
Well, we'll
iTunes
find out.
What are they going to do? What's the encore?
What is the one more thing?
iPhone 5 or iPad 6 or
apparently, the rumors are they don't have a very big announcement in the iPod world. They're going to update the touch. They're going to make a white iPod touch like Shure has. They're going to make it a little bit faster with the A5 chip. But they're not going to upgrade the camera on the iPod
new
touch.
New lens?
They're not going to change. No. Now, the iPhone itself will have some upgrades. But they don't have big iPod announcements. The iPhone will have the new Sony 8.
Again, this is not an encore. This is just more of the same updated.
That's why I think Steve needs to come out and really say something. Maybe.
How about an automobile?
Flying car. The new Apple flying car.
That would do it.
Boy, I'd buy that.
Well, you can afford it.
The big announcement this week. I'll tell you what. Let's find out what's coming up this week. Because Tom Merritt is in the TNT newsroom.
What?
No way.
This is a new feature?
Yeah. But don't you watch the show? This is time for the week ahead. Tom?
Hey, thanks, Leo. Here's a look at what we'll be covering on Tech News Today in the week ahead. Monday, September 26th, President Obama travels to Mountain View for a town hall meeting, this time with LinkedIn. He loves to go to Silicon Valley. Also, Cellular South is rebranding itself to CSpire Wireless on that day. Tuesday, September 27th, happy birthday, Google. They were founded in 1998 and the kickoff of HTML5 DevConf in San Francisco. Wednesday, September 28th, Amazon holding a press conference in New York City. Could be the Amazon Kindle tablet. Thursday, September 29th, Battlefield 3 open beta begins and the HTC Rhyme ships. Friday, September 30th, Transformers Dark of the Moon Blu-ray is due, but not the 3D version. That one's coming later. And Saturday, October 1st, the Alternative Press Expo in San Francisco kicks off and 4chan turns 8. Happy birthday, 4chan. Finally, AT&T starts throttling unlimited users. There's a limit to your unlimited. That's what we'll be looking at in the week ahead. Back to you, Leo.
All right, let's move on. Amazon, the big story really, I think, this week will be Amazon. We will be covering this, by the way, even though it's 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday.
I want to make a public announcement.
What is it? What, John?
I admire the fact that you cover a lot of this crap live.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we do it because, although there's no evidence to prove otherwise, we believe that in the long run, if we can be like the CNN of tech by covering breaking news, more people will watch. That hasn't been the case.
Super smart.
but we're doing.
I think it's
anyway.
Smart. You have to be at the pulse of everything that's going on, and that's you create conversations around them.
Yeah, that's the theory. Is that if something big is happening, that you'll tune on. We covered F8, the Facebook.
People want insight. They don't want to just watch what's going on stage. They want insight from the experts.
We talk over announcements from all the big companies. Actually, I got a lot of heat, and this actually tells me that we need to do this. We didn't cover the Microsoft Build conference where they talked about Windows 8.
There was a lot of positive buzz from there.
I should have streamed it live. We didn't, and I will never live it down. See, they're saying it right there. Leo dropped the ball on Build. So I guess we'll be covering this Amazon thing. At 7 a.m., they're going to hold a press conference. We don't know what it is, but we're going to take a wild chance.
Tablet.
Then it might be an Amazon tablet. So 7 a.m. we'll be covering this press conference live. We didn't get an invitation, no. But what the hell?
Why is that? Why don't you get invitations?
I think they don't know we exist.
No.
Andy Inoko, though, will be there from MacBreak Weekly, and he will be joining us for our live coverage.
Not transferable. I'll just forward it to you.
There you go.
Yeah, you don't want to go.
And then
you'll
get kicked out of another event.
It's forwarding. It doesn't say not forwardable.
Not forwardable.
It doesn't say not transferable either. So,
did you RSVP?
No, I'm not. We have reporters in New York.
Yeah, you don't need to go.
Making the trip.
No, I don't know why. You know, I understand why they wouldn't invite me because of Twit. Because, you know, this is like some
podcast.
But
you're an influencer still.
Well, wait a minute.
You have more influence on this show
But forget, it's podcast. But I host something that they do understand, which is a nationally syndicated radio show in 170 markets. It's listened to 1 million people every weekend. Actually, 2 million people every weekend. Why they don't acknowledge that, I don't understand. Maybe they think I don't care. I care. I really care.
No, you're actually on the wrong. The problem is nowadays the public relations companies that are behind all of this, to be honest about
it. They still think magazine.
Mm. No, they're thinking bloggers. They're thinking Twitterers.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And so they don't even pay attention to anybody who's.
Tweet?
Tweeting
is part of coverage, right?
If you were a 2-bit blogger, you would get a lot more attention.
I almost say it's not even about you don't need to necessarily blog something. Just being tweeting helps.
How many followers do you have?
A bit over 32,000.
How many followers do you have?
For what?
Twitter.
81.
How many followers
do
you
have? Oh, my God.
7 or 8.
No, come on. Twitter followers.
Yeah.
7 or 8,000, something like that.
70,000. Yeah. All right. Just curious.
You got 350,000. How many did you buy?
I only bought half of them.
Just wondering.
Amazon is going
about
to
jerking myself up to over 100,000.
Jerking yourself up? I've never heard that term before.
Well, you know,
I've heard of jerking yourself down.
Really? You have?
No. Can we get this thing back
on
track?
I don't.
So you're covering the Amazon.
So yes, moving on.
What are they? So we know what they're going to announce because MG Siegler talk about a scoop. Actually, is the only person I know of who's handled the Amazon tablet. He wrote a piece on it on TechCrunch. Do you think they traded that for something on TechCrunch?
No.
No, it's not a trade.
No, TechCrunch.
Developers have it, so he's probably friendly with one of the developers who uses it.
Yeah. Okay. So what do we know?
Yeah.
It's a 7-inch tablet, and they're talking to
touch screen, mm-hmm. color.
Does anyone think it's going to replace the Kindle?
Yes. No. They'll still sell the e-ink Kindle.
That. I hope so. I have one. I like it.
In fact,
it a lot.
They may sell it for a lot less. It's already $114. They could probably go down even less.
I think that's always been the goal.
Yep. Sell this for $250 is what MG said, which may include an Amazon Prime subscription worth $80.
Yeah, that makes it a better deal.
Makes it a better deal. In fact,
that Prime subscription, as you know, you're a member.
It's brilliant.
It's the greatest. Yeah, great. It's
brilliant
genius.
Marketing.
Yeah, because you buy whatever you want, and there's no shipping, and you get it cheap to begin with.
And you keep going back to Amazon. I mean, I buy more stuff on Amazon because of Prime. I mean, it's a win-win.
Yeah, I think every once in a while I see some hardware or something. I say, well, wait a minute. Maybe this is on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I find it on Amazon. Sometimes cheaper, sometimes not. But with shipping, it's usually cheaper.
I just bought an espresso tamper. Now, normally I would have gone to a local brick-and-mortar store to buy that espresso tamper.
Where would you buy this?
I don't know. That's why. I didn't know.
But that's part of the activity of buying. It's like becomes an event
you
to
can
go
use
out.
The bottom of a spice jar. I mean, you don't really need to buy...
He likes
I
a professional. He likes the specific
wanted
tool.
An espresso. Thank you, Shira.
I get it. You're a geek. Geeks
I
want the tool.
I wanted an espresso tamper, and I got one. On Amazon, free shipping. It was like $3.79 plus free shipping. Anyway, touchscreen, $250. What else? Oh, one person suggested, what do you think of this, that maybe it would flip-flop in a year, and if you buy Prime, you'd get a tablet. What do you think about that? You get free streaming video now.
I don't know about a year, but a couple maybe years at some point.
It'll be some point.
It will run Android, but it won't be an Android anybody's seen before. It'll be a completely customized Android experience. It looks like CoverFlow, according to MG.
And I don't think they'll have the Android market on there. They'll only have their proprietary Amazon app store.
Yeah.
Amazon app
It does
store.
Explain why they created that app store.
Mm-hmm.
I check the app store every day because they have free apps on it. So there's again, brilliant marketing. If Jeff Bezos isn't the best marketer ever, I don't know.
Developers are furious about that because the deal is Amazon essentially says, we're going to at random choose to put your app for free in our store, and you're not getting any of that money.
Well, they get some of it. They give them like one third of the face value of the app.
I don't think so.
No, I think that was the deal. They get a little bit, but not as much as they would have gotten if they sold it. You know what was on 2 days ago? MLB At Bat 2011.
With the subscription?
Yeah.
For free.
$15 app for free.
Wow. They must have been kind of pissed off about that. I mean, it's good promotion.
I don't know. You know what? I'd love to know. Maybe somebody in our chat room is a developer, Android developer, who's been put in that position. Do they ask first? Ingjade says they ask first. Can you say no? I don't know if you can.
Do they promote it for a day?
You get 1 day promoting.
No, that's not that bad. 1 day?
Loss leader.
You get some money, but not as much as you would get.
That's how much you would pay for the promotion.
Amazon gives you nothing.
So. Nothing.
That's what I heard from some developers.
You can say
no. I haven't looked too deeply into it, though.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Is MLB 11 could be free at this point because how many weeks are left in the season? It's almost over. But you get the postseason.
Giants already lost, so who cares?
Everybody's saying you get nothing. I am sure I saw that you got like one third of the face value.
I downloaded the MLB app and it wasn't very good, says Monty.
Oh no,
Monty!
What are your favorite apps?
If you don't like the MLB app, you don't like life.
Do you have an app, a go-to app, Leo?
Oh, I have many go-to apps. I'm a big Android fan. You're Android?
No, I'm John.
Okay. iPhone, and an Android. You don't have an iPhone, right?
No, I get one.
But that's because you're too cheap to buy an iPhone.
He gets free products, so he's
you only use the free.
I like it because of the bright screen.
You have that Samsung Super AMOLED.
Samsung will appreciate that.
Bright screen. I don't, Samsung doesn't make it, but it does say Google on the back. I think that's kind of cool.
Modern.
Yeah.
All right, shiftyjelly.wordpress.com. Amazon App Store rotten to the core.
Yeah, we interviewed them on our show. They were very upset.
Publicly, their terms say they pay developers 20% of the asking price. See? Publicly, that's their terms.
But in fact,
even when they give it away free to both customers and naive developers alike, this seems like a big chance to make something rare in the Android world real money. But they don't pay developers a single cent. You get an email saying we'd like to do it. The current price of this placement as a free app is 0% rev share for the 1 day. So in other words, I wasn't wrong. They did say they were going to give 20% to the developer, but they in fact give them nothing.
This is something I think a lot of content and creative people are dealing with now, where distribution is easy to get. Like anyone will put up, if it's a good piece of content, we'll put it up or create a syndication deal, but paying for it is
making money.
Making money is an issue, even if people want to promote it. What do you think of Amazon getting in, they're having their publishing now division, Tim Ferriss and everything?
And not only that, but apparently they're going to do book rentals. Somebody found some code in the Kindle code. Ooh. That the Amazon book rentals.
Well, they're
kind of like Netflix. You pay a monthly fee and you get books.
Well, the libraries are now going to begin offering books for the Kindle.
Interesting.
So you can go check out a book from the library, but you never check it back in. This is just basically a free giveaway.
John Sutter writing for CNN Tech, your compadre, Amazon, and hopefully the end of late fees for books. Kind of a Netflix for books. Kind of interesting idea. Furthermore, Dish and Blockbuster are starting a Netflix for Dish customers. Netflix, what is the prognosis for Netflix? They really took, I think, a black eye. Reed Hastings, in fact, had to mail out an email last week saying, I blew it, I'm sorry.
But then the Quickster.
Wait, are you going to go? Yeah, I knew he was.
Does Quickster not do it for you?
Quickster.
That's the DVD. So they're going to split the DVD portion off from the streaming portion. Mm-hmm. There'll be Quickster, which is DVDs by mail, which is a business that probably everybody agrees is going to go away because the movie industry isn't going to let them do it for very long.
That's the licensing issues. It all came down to
studios.
The studios
have been squeezing the hell out of them. They say you can have 3 discs. They say you can't have it for 28 days till after it's been in the stores. They're just really squeezing the hell out of them. But
they're
the streaming business, what do you think? That's a good business?
You feel like sure, the studios are squeezing those too.
But I would think the studios don't mind the streaming business as much because it can't be pirated.
They don't mind if they pay
per play, perhaps.
Well, maybe that's an option. But if someone like Netflix or Vudu or one of the other streaming services or Amazon pays a huge amount of money for these deals, they don't want Netflix cutting another Starz deal, which is the bane.
Hi, I'm Reed Hastings, CEO and co-founder.
He's a little loud.
I head up DVD operations at Netflix.
We've been working for the past 14 years to build Netflix year by year into the best possible service we could build. And we're making this video today to apologize in person, or at least on camera, for something that we did recently.
Yeah, zoom in on Reed. Zoom in. We've got to, here, I'll do it for you.
This guy, the new Quickster.
They did it in back of the building. They're like, okay, we're going to do our announcement video.
They didn't even move the trash cans. Now, Shira, would you have ever produced this anything like that?
They could have done it better. Well, the thing is, I think they wanted to do something raw and feeling real.
It's real. It's authentic.
Not in a studio. He should have done it in his office. Like, why outside here? It's kind of random. But yeah, they put it up on a Sunday night. You know, they knew, you know, going into Monday, everyone would be talking about it. We spoke about it on our show, What's Trending, on Tuesday. And I definitely think it's a response to the studios. I mean, it all comes down to that. They do want to keep the DVD business going, even though streaming could be good for them.
Stock market did not like it.
It's hilarious to watch. You know, the market over about the last year or so, everybody has been talking about trying to short Netflix because the numbers were always crappy since it was at 100 and went to about 250. And no one ever was successful doing so. By the way, you can go to the DH Unplugged show and you can listen to us talk about
What's DH Unplugged?
Myself and Andrew Horowitz talk about stocks.
Did you say to short Netflix?
Yeah, right at the top. I nailed it.
You're kidding.
No. And so
I got to listen to that
and
show.
I think it's headed to 60.
So you still think you should short it?
Yeah, I think you're still plenty of time.
I've never seen a company like this that had such a loyal early adopter following just plunge.
I love Netflix.
I mean, really just make a real decision that just didn't connect with the consumers.
Right?
I agree.
Do you agree with me?
I am sure. Totally
I'm
agree
getting,
with you.
I'm
whatever
kind of getting
the name is sure. Whatever it is you said.
Thanks.
Research organization surveyed Netflix, 1,000 Netflix subscribers, actually 1,000 people, 700 subscribers, 350 non-subscribers, and asked them. Now, this was August 22nd, so this was right before the price change. 9% of subscribers said they would cancel instead of switching to a new plan. 7% that said they'd cancel has nothing to do with the price change. Another 14% said they're seriously considering canceling.
It comes down to the hassle. Why do you want two... kind of receipt, not receipts,
get
but
this.
Like, do you want to be paying for two separate services, two separate things?
Get this. 60% of Netflix users use Redbox.
Of Netflix streaming users?
They
probably.
Just say Netflix subscribers. You know why? Because you don't have to wait.
Yeah.
You go down to the Redbox. They only have, 20, 50 movies.
All the new stuff.
But it's there. Mm-hmm. You go, you get it, and you got it. And nobody wants to wait. And nothing on – maybe that movie isn't on streaming because there's such a limited supply on streaming. If you want a current hot film, that's how you'll do it. 30% of those people indicated they would use Redbox more in the future due to price changes from Netflix. So the Redbox –
that's not a good sign for Quickster.
No, Redbox may be the winner out of this.
And a lot of analysts have said that this move sets it up for one of these divisions to get acquired. Whether it's Netflix to Amazon or Quickster to
who?
I don't know, Dish.
Do you think
or,
Amazon wants to be in the DVD by mail or the stream? They're already doing streaming for their Prime users.
Yeah, I think they would want to be in the stream.
They would want those Prime users. Yeah, that's interesting.
Although they do have a big mail infrastructure, obviously.
Boy, that would be, to me, I'm a big net. I started using Netflix in 2000. Wow. Or 2001, right at the beginning.
How do you have time to even watch a movie?
I don't. I have the same five discs from 2000. No. I've just been collecting dust. But I really love the idea. I really think Netflix is a great company. We actually went to them and said, would you please advertise on Twit because we love you.
And they said no?
I saw them on the grand opening sign.
They said no several times. We finally made a deal with them. We do advertise their streaming business. Interesting, though. Not their DVD business.
Netflix does a lot of deals with YouTubers. Huh.
Yeah. No, and those are all CPA deals. They're not, they're direct action, direct response.
So they're
deals.
Not getting the big dough.
Well,
they're not
Epic
big
Meal money. Epic Mealtime did a deal. Well, Revision 3 does a lot of that. And the click through rate to subscribe and pay, I mean, they got a lot of click throughs. And so Netflix is supporting the YouTube crowd, it seems.
Good. Hey, anybody who supports Epic Mealtime's got my vote.
They're pretty awesome.
Did you see the petition to end software patents? Apparently, it is doing quite well. If you go to whitehouse.gov, where they've been asking people to give their input on various political issues, 10,000...
This is a great story.
Petitions. Yeah. 10,000. Well, you know what the number one... the number one petition is? Legalize marijuana. But and I don't actually, I should see. Let's see what open petitions.
It's pretty awesome, though,
and
right? Isn't that cool?
Disband the TSA is another one of the top five.
Examine the governor's.
Crack down on puppy mills.
Correct.
This is really cool that they did this, though.
It is. That's interesting. Let's see the most popular one. Legalize and regulate marijuana. 34,000 signatures.
Abolish the TSA.
Abolish the TSA. 20,000 signatures.
Come on, that's...
Investigate the case of Sholom Rubashkin, 16,000 signatures. Sholom's got a lot of friends. Eliminate Under God from the Pledge of Allegiance, 12,000 signatures. Allow industrial hemp to be grown in the U.S. once again.
That should have been done years ago.
10,000 signatures. And then coming in at number six in the grand petition scheme, direct the patent office to cease issuing software patents. But you know what? I bet if every single person watching this show went to whitehouse.gov and signed that petition, we could make it even bigger than the legalized marijuana. Or sign both, and then it'll both be big.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, the action. Like, it'll be interesting to see if they take any of the actions or listen to this. There's a difference between putting something up.
I could tell you, they ain't going to abolish the TSA. They're not going to legalize marijuana. And I don't know who Sholom Rubashkin is, but I don't have high hopes for him either.
Well, then what's the point?
What's the point, I ask?
Feel like they're connected.
Yeah.
Obama used to do a lot of these town hall, these YouTube town halls and Google town halls where they would crowdsource questions from Google moderator. Or
they stopped doing those, didn't they?
They stopped doing those because the top question would always be, when is weed going to be legal?
Hey, it's on the minds of Americans.
Because who else is watching this stuff but some guy at home stoned?
You know what worries me, though, is the fact that Obama and all these politicians do these Google chats or Facebook chats, and it's not journalists that are interviewing these people. So these are the only chats we look at as, a real Q&A of what's going on.
There's a LinkedIn one
moderated.
On Monday.
The fact is all the questions go through, you know, they're people. So in the end, we don't really...
Wait a minute. You're saying it's all a PR thing?
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Is there an election coming up?
No, but that's what worries me.
Stunned by this.
But it worries me because these are the major ways they're connecting and doing these live conversations. I want to have a live conversation done by a journalist and not just during the debates, right? And
they still field questions from reporters. They're just not.
Yeah, but I want to see a reporter actually doing it. I mean, people go to Kara Swisher sometimes, you know, obviously for big interviews, and politicians should be doing that too with reporters, doing a live stream, going to an outlet instead of
just corrupt with reporters.
Yeah. If you had $120,000, you know, you could get .lazar as a web domain.
I thought it was $250,000.
Good to know.
Is it $250,000 now?
You know?
It's way high. I think it's
$250,000.
You know, London's going to do it.
I think it's LaPorte.
The city of London.
.leo.
The city of London is going to have a .london domain. I think that's a good idea.
I think it's cool.
And then if you're... Damon's calling. And then if you're...
Who's Damon?
Thanks. Nothing. All right. Moving on.
Let's see. I think that's the end of it. Why don't you go get a call from Damon and we'll just wrap it.
Let's put that on the air.
I don't want to end this. No, we don't need Leo to. Talk. No, it's done. It's done.
No. She is busy right now.
I'm busy with a bunch of guys.
She's
hanging out with a bunch of guys.
John and Mark and I. Yeah. Well, we're friends. No, it's okay,
we've
really.
We've been popping bottles.
Well, there was a little Jägermeister involved, yeah, but you know. Well, I know.
She can hold her own.
She can hold her liquor. No, she can't? Oh, all right. Well, thanks. Anyway, so that's about it for the show. We want to thank you all for joining us. Mark Millian is at CNN.com. What you covering this week? What are you excited about this week? Anything?
We'll see what happens with Amazon.
That Kindle tablet. That could be cool.
Yeah, it could be cool.
I just downloaded Neal Stephenson's new novel, Rhymd, on the Kindle, because I want to read that right away. And it's really great to be able to just say, okay, I'm going to buy that and read it right away.
Will you read it on an LCD screen?
You know, it's funny because I put it on both my iPad and my e-ink.
Okay, so you switch between the two?
But that's the nice thing. You can. I even can have it on my Android phone. So you get it, you know, whatever you want.
All right, set.
Shira Lazar, whatstrending.com. Your next show Tuesday.
Tuesday, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern.
And with Snoop Dogg.
We have some awesome guests. Snoop Dogg and his daughter performing. She hasn't performed ever.
What's her name? Snoop Puppy?
Corey B.
Corey B.
Yeah, so that would be very cool.
For shizzle, manizzle.
And he works a lot with Viddy. Have you heard about this Viddy? It's like, have they approached you?
No, V-I-D-D-Y.
V-I-D-D-Y.com. It's like you upload 12 seconds. 12
oh,
second
yeah,
videos.
I've seen the Snoopster on there.
A lot of celebrities are using it. So, Snoop, I think, is going to be
Snoopster.
Positioning himself.
Isn't that what the kids call him?
That's what the kids are calling him. he was at Sean Parker's party last week.
I know,
week.
That was
that?
Huge. Did you guys get invited to that party?
No.
It's funny. Sean Parker, he's on Facebook and we're friends.
He's on Facebook. He's the first president of Facebook.
But it's so fun. It's funny to watch his updates. Also, when something like FA was going on at the parties, it was really funny to watch all his updates.
I had a few friends that went to this blowout Sean Parker Spotify party that was after F8, and they had Snoop Dogg and
had
the Killers
a lot of cool
and
people.
The Jane's Addiction.
Was Justin Timberlake there?
He's with MySpace now.
I know.
So
he's
right.
Like, again,
he's an enemy.
So
he owns MySpace. He bought MySpace.
It's like he's taking his character too seriously. Like, he had an entrepreneur go to him, like, you could be Sean Parker. You know that. Like, you have that potential.
And so he said, okay, well, I'm like, what can I buy?
Yeah.
MySpace. It's hot.
MySpace could be, you know, the next music network. We actually work a lot with MySpace. I know this sounds crazy. With What's Trending, they have been sending us a lot of guests, music guests.
There's still a lot of independent musicians who use MySpace, and I feel for them. They're the ones who are going to suffer most from the absolutely imminent collapse of MySpace. I don't think it's long for this world, even with Justin Timberlake running it.
Mm.
John C. Dvorak, what are you excited about this
Not
week?
A damn thing.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well,
just drink yourself. Drink yourself.
I'm going to drink myself to death. No, we got a good couple of No Agenda shows coming up. They're pretty interesting. Because
you and that Adam Curry guy.
Adam Curry.
Former MTV VJ.
NoAgendaShow.com. You should check that out. It's probably the best.
Did you notice there are quite a few No Agenda bricks on the wall?
I looked back there. In fact, a little side story here. You told me this before. I went back there and looked and looked and looked, and that's one of the reasons I wrote that column saying that Windows 8 sucks because you can't find anything if it's on a tile. Because I could not find the No Agenda logos anywhere.
Actually,
back there.
That's quite an insight. I think you're right. I'll find them. I know where they are.
So I wrote a huge column on this.
There's one brick
that
says
Windows 8 is doomed because of this.
There's one brick that says in the morning.
Okay.
And I think there's one that says No Agenda Show.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, you have some big-time producers working for you. I should point out, the brick sales are ending in 5 days at the end of September. This is your last chance if you want to be on the brick wall in the entryway to the new brick.
I'm going to get one.
We would love to have you do that.
Yes, I will do. I will
would you
do,
share a thank
the
you?
Cheapest one, but I will
get
contribute.
The cheap one.
I'll
yeah,
get the cheap
they're small.
One.
Yeah, put your handprint on it.
You know what? There's people's faces on there because you can get a logo brick.
It's a thought that counts.
We spent, $1.2 million building the brick house, and $250,000 of it came from brick donations. So I want to thank each and every one of you.
You got $250,000 in brick donations?
Yeah, but it's not even the money. I'd give the money back. I just like to
You'd
go out
give
there
the money back?
On a day when I'm down, I'm sad, I'm low. I go out there and I read those inscriptions, and I just it's very, very moving. There's memorials to pets.
No way.
Memorials to pets.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
My kitty's dead. Thanks for the show, Leo.
Yes, exactly.
Fantastic.
And you too can have one of those if you go to, no, actually, there's a lot of really neat stuff. It's a wonderful thing to have, and we love having it at the entryway of the Brick House. And there's still a little more room if you want to participate. Bricks.twit.tv. TV. I thank you all for joining us today. We do this show every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 2200 UTC at twit.tv, or if you're on a PS3, live.twit.tv, a special page for PS3 users, and anybody who wants just a simple video feed, you can do that. You should also make sure you tune in during the week for the latest tech news on TNT with Tom Merritt, 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern at twit.tv, and of course, a special broadcast Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, as we cover the what I hope will be the announcement of the new Kindle tablet. If it's not, we'll be just sitting there and have some coffee.
Anticlimactic.
It will be boring. You know what happened? We were doing the F8 conference, and they had told us that the developer conference, the Facebook developer conference on Thursday, will start at 10. So I meander in about 9:30, and somebody's sitting on the board saying, it's on, they started already. So I go running over. I said, go live. Mark Zuckerberg's already on stage. They're making announcements. I sit down. We start talking. The chat room says, Leo, that's last year's announcement. That running down
no
the
way.
Street.
That's good.
I said, I thought this sounded familiar. I said, there's no new announcements. I actually did say, I believe Mark's recapping last year.
That's because hilarious.
Yeah, there was nothing going on. Anyway, we did cover that live. Now, have we put that out on the special stream?
Yeah, it's out now.
So if you go to twit.tv and look in the specials section, click shows and see specials, we put that out. Tom Merritt and I, talking about the Facebook F8 Developers Conference. We'll do the same on Wednesday with the Kindle. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week. Another Twit is in the can.
This is amazing.